So we're live in the studios of radio station KUVO here in Denver, taking a look at the takeaways' impact on the community here and the community's impact on the rest of the nation. And a big story in Denver, really all the time these days, is marijuana, but not perhaps in the way that you might think. According to a new study out by the Pew Research Center, Americans now broadly support the legalization of medical marijuana. There's also been an increase in the number of people who want to legalize marijuana altogether. Over 40% support the decriminalization of recreational pot. That's up from just a few years ago when only 25% of people did. But did you know that in Denver, medical marijuana is the fastest growing industry in the city and statewide? The city has at least 250 medical marijuana dispensaries. More are waiting for a license. And joining us to talk about the implications of this growing industry here in Denver and elsewhere around the country is Patricia Calhoun, editor of Westword, an alternative weekly news site covering Denver and surrounding areas. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
Also on the line is Eric Santos, who's co-owner of Lotus Medical, a medical marijuana dispensary and wellness center. Eric, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, John. Thank you.
So, Patricia, you know, talk to me a little bit about marijuana culture in Denver, where there are so many dispensaries and their impact on the community, sort of showing up as a storefront down the street, can certainly cause neighbors to talk and change the feel of blocks and certainly the street traffic. What's going on here in Denver?
Well, what we're getting is an unexpected development from the passage of Amendment 20, which we passed in 2000, making medical marijuana legal, but we didn't really come up with a way to get the marijuana to the patients, and that's where the dispensaries grew in with the inauguration of Barack Obama and the rule that the feds would not be chasing down federal laws in this case, and medical marijuana is legal in Colorado. All of a sudden, these dispensaries began opening where patients can get their medical marijuana. And what's happening might not have happened in a good economy quite as quickly, but empty storefronts are quickly being snapped up by people who are opening dispensaries that range from very sketchy to very fancy spas.
People like growth, right? In the middle of a recession, here's an industry coming in, filling up storefronts. What could be wrong with that?
Well, I have to say, we love it. I mean, I think a lot of entrepreneurs have gone in. It's like the new gold rush in Colorado. The people who object are people who have children who are passing dispensaries, who are concerned their dispensaries that are too close to their schools, to playgrounds, to churches. But frankly, I haven't noticed anyone more sketchy going into a dispensary than going into a nearby bar.
Interesting. Eric Santos, how do you deal with the criticism suggested there by Patricia Calhoun that certain individuals in neighborhoods are worried about a facility like Lotus Medical, which claims it's a wellness center, but maybe parents don't want their kids going in there and poking around?
I can imagine that's the case, John. I think it's something that the people who have been doing this for a long time, and that's 12 months, are starting to realize that it's something that does need to be taken out of a residential type of a situation near schools and churches and, you know, daycares, those types of things, and brought into more of a commercial setting. You know, our shops are located in, you know, a little bit more of like an office type of building instead of a storefront, and that's just kind of our model. And I think it's just more palatable to the general public. And because this is so new and because there's such a firestorm of media around it, I think you have to kind of just walk carefully as an entrepreneur and not put it in anybody's face.
Forgive me for this next question, Eric, but, you know, you don't often hear that people in the marijuana business are entrepreneurs. Do you feel like an entrepreneur, or do you get the accusation that you're a stoner who made good?
Sometimes a little bit of both, depending on who I'm talking to. But, you know, when we started to look at this industry last spring when I got my medical card with my girlfriend, Shauna, who's a co-owner of our business, it was very evident very quickly as we visited dispensaries that there wasn't that level of professionalism. There was almost a level of college dorm room style drug dealing still involved. And, you know, as an entrepreneur or investor walking in, I saw that there was a vertical business model that could be applied. And I think it was something that could be good for the community, good for local government, state government, and tax revenues, because there were so many steps in this process of delivering medical cannabis or edibles or growing it that weren't taxed. They had no revenue attached to them, and they weren't licensed, and nobody was following it around. So it was kind of scary to see that a business could be opened so easily, and it had to do with a controlled substance.
Patricia Calhoun, Eric Santis is describing his entrepreneurial sort of insight is to come in and give this a kind of high-value spa experience. Is that what you're seeing in some of the other of the 250 medical marijuana dispensaries around the city?
You're seeing it in some. You're seeing it's the complete range. It goes from, think about fast food drive-through to a fancy restaurant. I mean, you've got that huge range in dispensaries here. But it's true. It was like the Wild West a year ago. There were no laws regulating this. There's currently a law going through the Colorado legislature that could put a damper on the business or could keep it going. Denver came through with some regulations in January that still is allowing the business to boom. But, you know, the same kinds of people are opening these dispensaries who are getting medical marijuana cards. And it's not just 25-year-old kids. It's people in their 50s who are long-time business people in Denver who are suffering from cancer and are going through chemo, and they're suddenly saying, hey, this is a business I could do as a professional.
Well, Patricia Calhoun covers it as a business story. She's the editor of Westword, an alternative weekly news site covering Denver and surrounding areas. Eric Santis, before we go, who's your clientele at the Lotus Medical?
Well, John, it's a range, but I would say our average clientele is probably late 20s to mid-50s. There's folks like my mom who, just like Patricia described, is going through chemo. And there's folks that are, you know, younger kids. And it's funny because I sit back there, and what I take away from this is I look at everybody in the eye and I say, hey, listen, why are you here? You know, how did you get your card? What kind of ailments is it for? And the surprising thing to me going into this is that people are looking
people are
at me
complying.
Straight in the eye and giving me straight answers and saying, listen, here's why I have this. It's not a funny
thing.
It is a medical type of thing. And we're looking to try to help these ailments. What can we do here?
All right. Eric Santis, co-owner of Lotus Medical, a medical marijuana dispensary here in Denver.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.